The third reason the psalmist gives to sing a new song in verse 3 is that God has remembered his steadfast love. And steadfast love is hesed. It's maybe you've heard that before, because people who deal with the Hebrew are very frustrated by English's ability to communicate it. Because steadfast love, although is good, doesn't go far enough. What is this steadfast love? What does that mean? Well, steadfast means unwavering. It means resolute. It means firm. I love my children with a steadfast love. And parents have to love their children with a steadfast love, a love that is unwavering and resolute, because they're going to do things that are going to challenge that. They're going to do things that I never taught you to do that, you know. You're going to lose sleep. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get to the end of your rope. And yet, it is a resolute and steadfast love. My children are sinners too. And they need that steadfast love just as much as I do. My love is not removed from them. But the Lord disciplines those he loves. So it is with us. God's love doesn't sweep sin under the rug or pretend it never happened. But because of his steadfast love, he has made a way through Jesus. And God's steadfast love is demonstrated in his redemption from enemies, preservation of life where nothing can be expected but death. His love is shown in the covenants that he makes, the promises that he commits to with his people. The most common covenant that we celebrate is marriage. Marriage is this beautiful picture of Christ in the church, and it's two people saying, though we waver, though we are sinful, redeemed by grace, though we make mistakes, though we will hurt each other's feelings, though we will have to apologize for our conduct, though we will do boneheaded things, we will not separate till death do us part. And it's a beautiful picture of Christ in the church, but the difference in God's covenant making with his people is that God always perfectly upholds his side of the bargain. And yet he makes covenant with people who continually fail. Why would God do that? It's because of his steadfast love. Because of the great love which he loved us. The new covenant is not on our ability, but it's on God's ability. And so when we waver, when we make mistakes, when we are boneheaded, he says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. It's a steadfast love.